The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For Hetrei Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
We have the sugya of Chalas Toida, and whether the Chalas Toida can be used, if it was made l'shma, if it was not made l'shma, if one could use it. Not a sugya that's negeh l'halach l'maisa, but there's an interesting ha'ora that's pointed out, which does have slight ramifications l'halach l'maisa, that Avnei and the Meshech Chochma talk about the Lechem Aponim. The Lechem Aponim was also Chalas Masa. They were loaves that were put on the Shulchan every week in the Beis HaMikdash, from Shabbos to Shabbos. They were also matzah. They were not boldi dechimut before they were baked. And the lechem aponim, it's clear in the sugya and daf nun ches later on in Pesachim, that the lechem aponim was given out to the kehanim on erev Pesach for them to eat. Now we know that there's halacha on erev Pesach. One is not allowed to. Mishnah daf tzadik tesem and beis. Mishnah the Gemara over there say that one is not allowed to eat matzah on erev Pesach. And the Shaila is asked by these G'dol HaKohanim, the Avnei and the Meshech Chochma, how was the Lechem Aponim distributed to the Kehanim to eat? L'chor, there's a Nisid Rabbanon of eating matzah on Erev Pesach. Is L'chor, what should they do? The Kehanim, instead of eating it on Erev Pesach, and it's clear over there that they did, should wait till Leil Seder. Leil Pesach, it's matzah gomer, it's allowed to be eaten, and then they'll finish off the Lechem Aponim, the Kachim, and, like every other Achilles Kachim, it's kosher. The Yom V'Layla, Kodesh Kedoshim, comes from the Kodesh, from inside, it can only be eaten by Kehanim. It's true, it can only be eaten in the Beis HaMikdash, but it could be eaten Yom V'Layla. Why not wait till that night? Why be over on the Issur D'Rabbanon of Achilas Matzah for Erev Pesach? So the Achronim propose different terutzim. One mahalach that they propose is that the mitzvah of Achilas Lechem Haponim, you look at the Lashon to the Rambam, it does not sound like the din that the Kehanim eat Lechem Aponim is only a din like the Kehanim eat all of Kachem. And let's give a little bit of background. I mean, this is I'm going to learn the Sugyos in the fifth parak, in the sixth parak of Achilas Kachem. There's a mitzvah say of Achilas Kachem. And the same way there's a mitzvah of Achilas Kachem Bechalal, there's a mitzvah that's incumbent on the Kehanim to eat Kachem Gadoshim Bifrat. That din is a din on all karbonis. All karbonis, whatever is left over, the chelik of the kehanim, which is kodesh kedoshim, can only be eaten by the kehanim, is eaten yom v'laylo, has to be eaten in the Beis HaMikdash, can be eaten in all of Yerushalayim. That's a mitzvah say in general. The lashon, the lashonis of the Rambam would seem to indicate that the lechem aponim distribution and achila is a specific mitzvah. So well, that mitzvah is not a mitzvah which is like every achilas kachim liyem v'layla, but it has to be done. It's part of the kilu. It's part of the kedusha Shabbos, seder haShabbos in the Beit HaMikdash. Part of Klal Yisrael's Shabbos is the kehanim eating from the lechem aponim. Brought down that one of the inyanim of lechem mishnah, one of the inyanim of the rebbes have 12 chalas connected to lechem aponim. Part of kedusha Shabbos is eating lechem aponim. It's not just the din achilas kachim. So maybe for achilas kachim you'd wait till that night, but there's a specific and a special mitzvah same in deraisa of achilas lechem aponim. That mitzvah is a mitzvah same deraisa. It's doiched, it's the drabonon of eating matzah on erev Pesach, and that's why it's nitcha. Something else that I'm going to point out over here is that there might not be a problem in issur of achilas matzah on erev Pesach with matzah which is made shalal l'shmo. Meaning to say, the same way the sugya says that lachme toido can't be yotzi rechavosam because they're not roy to last shivas yomim, lachem aponim also can't last shivas yomim. After yom v'layla they know, so they can't be eaten shivas yomim. So if they can't be eaten shivas yomim, they're not roy lachila shivas yomim. They're not yotzi in the mitzvah of be'erev toich l'matzos by eating lachem aponim. In that case, there's no iser of preempting and eating that on erev Pesach. No iser of eating it on erev Pesach. It's a good idea that to say that maybe the matzah that Chazal asked eating is only Erev Pesach is only the matzah that you'd be able to achieve with. It's mufurish in the Mashon of Tzadik Tesem and Beis not that way. That even something that's any Yotzirechev also is also because it has a tam matzah. Tastes the same. Lechem aponim tastes the same as any matzah. The fact that you are Yotzir mitzvah, if matzahs were made Shalal Lishma, for instance, like the Isat Klom, like it's discussed now with Sugiv, it's made Shalal Lishma, still tastes like matzah. It feels, smells, and tastes like matzah. So the having the pear, the tam matzah, that's the reason why Chazal said matzah. Chazal wanted us to eat it with a freshness, with an enthusiasm, and they wanted the matzah to be eaten where the tam matzah was not the pear shel adam. In that case, it's not going to help to say that just because you weren't yoytzi dechavaser, you're allowed to eat erev Pesach. There's also, by the way, a pashta raya to this. For those that have been around enough times, there's always that problem when erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. There's a problem with bittul and bedikas chametz, when to do. There's also the problem what to do with shal shutz. Everybody wakes up early. They eat the first suda right after the sikkin. The second suda they have to eat before they eat a few bilkalach, a few rolls. And they gather up the tablecloth and they everybody washes themselves off, and that's it for the suda. Why does it have to be eaten so early in the morning? Because you have to eat chametz. What are you going to eat on every Pesach? You're not allowed to eat matzah. The Zohar even says that Shim Bei Yechoy, you Shalashudas after Chatzos and every Pesach Shachalias for Shabbos was Yoytzer Shalashudas. The famous Zohar was Yoytzer Shalashudas with Divrei Torah. What's the problem? Just eat matzah that was made shalai l'shma. Make specific matzah shalai l'shma. Make the matzah l'shem shalai shudis. And then you'll be allowed to eat it. Obviously, it's not matzah. This is what the price can point out. That this answer is not an answer. It said that lechem haponim could be eaten because the ma'aseh has a tam matzah. What is the discussion whether the iser of eating erev Pesach after chatzos matzah, eating erev Pesach matzah is totally in whether it has a tam matzah, or whether it's roy lotzis yidei chavaseh, it's totally in the machlok sushain. Over there, we're not learning the sugya now, but over there, that tzaddik says, it's discussed whether the point is to eat the matzah b'teovoin, with enthusiasm, in which case, if there's a tam matzah in the mouth, one does not taste the freshness of the matzah, that would be a violation of the Issur Chazal. There's another pshat that's brought down, the Rishonim bring down from the Yerushalmi, that kalayichol matzah. Be'er Pesach kilu boil our resources based chomav. Somebody marries his wife, somebody lives with his intended wife. It's not a rayis, but he lives with her without a chuppah, without shavu brachas. He chapped the experience before the bracha, before it's a mitzvah. Before the chuppah turns it into a mitzvah. If a person chaps the matzah, it's very symbolic to treat the matzah with a person, man and the matzah, to call it arusasa b'beis chamav, but the experience of eating matzah is called nazar lachmud mehem nuso. Connecting with the matzah is connecting with the experience of being under the hashkacha pratz of the Rabban Shalom. So matzah is not something we eat, matzah is something we experience. Right? These are experiences. Pesach is an experience. Matzah is an experience. Mor is an experience. We don't preempt that experience by eating the matzah at Pesach because it's out of place. You're experiencing something physically which you should experience as a mitzvah leil seder. That's the issue of eating matzah at Pesach. In which case, it could be that matzah, which is not roy to be yoytzi yidei chavos, is not part of that experience of achilas matzah l'shem mitzvah, so maybe one would be allowed to eat there of Pesach. So this is a discussion that the Achronim have on those terms. There's another kasha which is related to this point, is that the lechem aponim, which it was not roy to eat at the beginning of Shabbos, lechem aponim stayed on the shulchan. It's also to eat. The Seder HaKrovah that's described in Pashas Emor and the Sugyas and the Sechs Menachos is that the Kehanim would take out the Bozichei Levoina. There was Levoina that was on the Shulchan. It would be offered as a carbon on the Mizbeach. And after that, it would be Mutter. They would bring out the Lechem HaPonim. They would divide it to the Kehanim. Comes out, the beginning of Shabbos, it wasn't Roy to eat. If it's not Roy to eat the beginning of Shabbos, it's Mutter. How did the Kehanim eat in the Beis HaMikdash? Muktzah was around even in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. How did the Kehanim eat the Lechem HaPonim of every Shabbos? Right now it is roy to eat. We have a klal, Migudis Katzoy Ben HaShmoshes. If something is not roy to eat Ben HaShmoshes, it's Muktzah Ben HaShmoshes, it's not roy l'shimush, then it's also to eat the whole Shabbos. Why should Lechem HaPonim be any different? Again, over here we can have the same thing by saying there's a mitzvah to eat the lechem aponim specifically Shabbos during the day. That's the mitzvah, the Shabbos digger mitzvah of the Kehanim. Not just a mitzvah of achilas kochim, but it's a mitzvah of eating lechem aponim on Shabbos. That's a special mitzvah that the Kehanim have. In that case, yovei mitzvah say midaraisa v'yidche iser midirabonim. That could be a mahaloch. to just add another level of depth to this nekuda. The mitzvah of achilas kachim bechlal, there's two inyonim. The Beis Halevi tells us, we'll discuss the mitzvah Shem in the shir later on, dafayin beis. The mitzvah of achilas kachim is, would seem from the sugis in Zvochim, is niskayim even on eating less than a kazayis, which b'chol ha'tayr kula, every time the Torah says you have to eat, or you are not allowed to eat, the shem achila, ma'isa achila, either shal mitzvah or chalila viser, is always told in a kazayis. A chatzi shir is not a ma'isa achila, it's a chatzi shir also in a Torah, maybe by a mitzvah, you eat a half a mitzvah, but it's certainly not the kiyum of eating either l'tav or l'mutav. Why achilas kachim is blessed in kazayis? So Beis Halevi explains that the mitzvah achilas kachim is not a din in doing a ma'isa achila. It's a din that the kachim should be eaten up before it becomes noisa. As far as being eaten up, even less than a kazayis, you've accomplished that more of the carbon was eaten up. However, that's only true in a general sense when we talk about all kachim, kachim gadashim, kachim galim. However, the Achronim, London, point out that when Kehanim eat from a carbon, the Gemara says the Lashon, Kehanim oichlim ubailim miskaprim. The achil of Kehanim, when they eat from a carbon, karmachatzis that was brought, is a achila, which is a ma'isa avoida. The same way, and they have to eat the big dekuna. The same way they do the avoida by doing the shchita elocha, shchita kabbalah elocha zrika in the Beis HaMikdash, and all the other avoidas that only they could do. Only they could do that type of eating, the ma'isa achila, which will be mechapa for the bayim. It's like, matters like spritzing the dam by a carbon. If that's true, then the London, the achronim, point out that the ikir mitzvah achila's kachim is taka only during the day. The fact that there's a heter achila of kachim, biyoimu balayla, is because the night after that, is that the kachim should be eaten. But the ikir mitzvah, and that's why it'll be that way by lechem aponim, the ikir mitzvah of eating the lechem aponim, the experience of lechem aponim, is to be eaten on Shabbos, and therefore the mitzvah say will be doicha, either we're saying the issa d'rabbanon of eating matzah on Erev Pesach, or the issa d'rabbanon of eating something which was iskatoi ben eshmozret. It will be doicha both in Yerim, and therefore the Kehanim will be able to eat the Lechem Aponim on Shabbos, even though it's Erev Pesach, and normally there would be an Isser to eat any type of matzah.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.